From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The Red Salmon Complex is 7,053 acres now and 35% contained. Fire activity picked up Monday with hotter and drier temperatures over the area. The Jones Point Fire, located on the Hoopa Valley Reservation, southwest of the Red and Salmon Fire, started August 8th and has been added to the complex. The Red and Salmon Fire is burning in the Trinity Alps Wilderness on the Six Rivers and Shasta Trinity National Forests, all three fires being managed for full suppression. The Red Fire increased yesterday with short uphill runs on the west flank. The Salmon Fire, 761 acres, 89% contained right now. Jones Point Fire is 137 acres and 75% contained. In addition, increased fire activity on the Red Salmon Complex and weather conditions have forecast unhealthy conditions with periods of very unhealthy conditions possible for the Orleans area. Smoke from the Jones Point Fire with smoke from the active Red Salmon Complex is forecast to bring unhealthy conditions in Hoopa throughout the course of the day today. Well, early Saturday morning, officers with the Eureka Police Department responded to a business on the 400 block of First Street in Eureka for the report of an audible burglary alarm activation. The alarm company contacted the business owner, who viewed surveillance and confirmed a burglary had taken place and an unknown male was still inside. Once on the scene, officers could see a man walking inside of the business. They made verbal commands for the man to exit, but he failed to comply. They went inside and found him hiding. 32-year-old Dustin Witten of Eureka. After reviewing video surveillance, it was determined that he was passing miscellaneous business equipment out of a broken window to an unknown person waiting outside. Officers were able to locate and return all of the equipment. Just after midnight Sunday, officers with Eureka PD tried a traffic stop on a vehicle near 14th and J Streets in Eureka due to the driver reportedly failing to stop for a red light. That driver, identified as 22-year-old Alexis Lowe, failed to yield for the traffic stop, and a pursuit began. Lowe reportedly ran multiple red lights and stop signs as she fled from officers. The pursuit continued on northbound Highway 101. Near Klamath, CHP Del Norte officers successfully deployed a spike strip, disabling Lowe's vehicle. Lowe stopped the vehicle and was taken into custody. It was determined that she was driving a stolen car, which had not yet been reported to law enforcement. The first ever multi-customer microgrid in Northern California coming to Humboldt County. Through the Electric Program Investment Charge, or EPIC, PG&E, along with multiple partners, embarking on a project to build and deploy the first front-of-the-meter multi-customer clean energy microgrid. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.